Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is another edition of Restore the Floor, your Detroit Pistons podcast with Evan Jenkins. I'm Stoney. We've been away for a few weeks and, some draft, some early free agency, the legal tampering period. The league's going crazy with some big names being traded. But first of all, Ev, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm a little upset. I'm a little bothered by the Pistons, but we'll get into all that.
Yes. I think we all are a little bit, but I still think there's still some time.
I might be more so than others.
But yes. Okay. All right. We'll start with the draft. I really had no problem with them trading up and, you know, personally, I would have probably taken Filon or Cameron Carr.
I agree with that.
But in relooking, I did this morning, I looked at like the Ringer mock draft, and those three were all pretty much bunched in the same place.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's, what do you like better? And to me, in a weird way, Okoro reminds me, and look, I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch a hell of a lot of Stanford basketball, but in watching highlights and some, you know, 10-minute clips of games, he is, you know, 6'1", if that. I went to his press conference. Seems like a decent guy.
Smart guy.
Yeah, real smart guy. He was going to go to Harvard and ended up at Stanford. Can't get much smarter than that. Anyway, he reminds me in a weirder way of a Jaden Ivey 2.0, where with the speed, he really is up fast as hell. Down, you know, whether it's he'll work with Cade or not, I have no idea. But he can attack. He's not afraid of anything. His shot has gotten better over the year. He's not a great 3-point shooter. He's had some, you know, he's been okay. I just wonder at that size how he's going to defend. But I kind of like him right now, obviously not as a good starter, but as a spark plug coming off the bench.
Yeah, I'm going to be very interested to see how he translates to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to hear one more person tell me that he led the ACC in scoring, because I think that is
doesn't make a difference.
One of those stats that does not matter, because you know who led the NBA in score or the ACC in scoring a couple years ago? G League Motor City Cruise legend Buddy Boeheim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Carson Edwards led the Big Ten in scoring. Kate Felder, I think, led the nation in scoring.
That's right.
And you just can't always equate that to being able to score in the NBA. And so the reason I say that is Okoro's biggest complementary trait is what you just said, getting to the rack.
Yes.
But how does that change when you don't have the ball in your hand as much as he did at Stanford?
Mm-hmm.
He was the primary ball handler.
Yep.
He could dribble. He could cook. He could set up screens, so on and so forth. He could take it to the rim. But what I want to see is him take it to the rim in the NBA.
Right. I just don't want to think people are going to sit there and say, oh, boy, we got this guy. He's going to be as good as, you know, Boozer or AJ or Pat, you know, any of those guys.
He's the 17th overall
pick. 17th overall pick. And throughout even in his high school career, before he even got to Stanford, he seems to be one of these guys that just keeps getting better and better. So maybe that's going to be the case.
Absolutely.
And that's why he drafted him.
Well, so I did a little digging. Do you know where Trajan's kid plays basketball?
At Brewster Academy, too?
At Brewster Academy.
Okay.
And so when Trajan said they've had their eye on this kid for a long time, I'm going to assume he saw him at Brewster as well when his kid was going there.
A lot of interesting people went to Brewster.
Yeah, Hunter
Academy.
Dickinson, right?
No, I don't think so. Mitch McGarry, though.
Mitch McGarry, that's who it was.
Dan Leach.
Yeah. Overrated white dudes. I want to take a step back, because I don't know how much he's going to contribute from day one.
Right.
Right. Jaden Ivey was a better college player.
Yes.
Flat out. End of story.
Right. He was the fifth player picked in the draft.
He didn't equate into the NBA. I understand there was also injury problems. There was also maybe mental problems that derailed his career. But just don't expect too much from the young man right away.
No.
Still 19 years old. He's learning.
Yeah.
He was the man at Stanford.
Right.
He's not going to be the man in Detroit.
No.
And so I just have to wait and see with him, but I'm fine with him as a pick.
Right.
And I think his upside is a ton.
Yeah. And the other guys, you know, Carr ended up getting to the Lakers somehow, and Filon ended up in Philly. I mean, I liked him a ton at
Alabama.
So did I. But he, because he could score, and I heard his, but it, from his first year to his second year, he didn't improve as much as you kind of thought.
You would hope, and sometimes those players just plateau, right? They're also getting into college a lot older than they used to.
But he's got no pressure there, considering he's got Maxey and Edgecombe at the guards right there. So.
Oh, and a guy named Jaylen Brown, too.
Yeah.
Might help.
Yeah, I know.
But we'll get to that later. But, I mean, their draft was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was what we kind of expected. They moved up four picks. They traded 2 second-round picks for, which now we can get into. They then got those picks back by
trading beef stew.
Do you like that move?
Well,
I think it's interesting.
And it's very interesting. I think we all knew it was, you couldn't go back with the same team completely.
Not completely, but at the same time, Stoney, people are complaining that you gutted the players that were the heart and soul.
The heart and soul. You know, I mean, how many minutes did Beef Stew play in the last game? In the 8 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, in the playoffs, he was a shell of himself.
Right. Was it injury? They say no. I remember I asked.
Imagine it's a no, because Memphis wouldn't have traded for an injured player, in my opinion.
Correct. So, look, you're going to miss a lot of stuff. He is still a pretty good rim protector, but you have to give up to get. And
you do, and I still don't know what the plan is there yet. I wonder if they didn't want him mixing it up with players. They thought they couldn't control him on the court.
That's possible.
But it did seem like they did control him, and he was neutered out on the court.
Yeah.
He wasn't the same dude.
No, and look, he showed that he could actually shoot from the three, which somebody else named Jalen Duren has never been able to do or even attempt one. I want to go back 1 second to their they got a second-round pick that they didn't
have. Yeah, the big that can block from Virginia.
Yeah, he's been around. He went to, I think, Kansas State. He went to Virginia. It was where he ended up, and he started someplace, Kentucky, I think, as well. Ogana Ayenso, also Nigerian, like Okori. We got the Nigerian Olympic team.
I know his dad at the draft. Okori's dad had that fit, and I was like, man, imagine if I walked around in that.
I know. He's 6'11", and he's a really good defender. So, you know, is he better than Tolu Smith? Who knows? He'll probably be blocking shots for the Motor City Cruise.
Yeah, Wayne State. Yeah. I mean, fine enough, right? Yeah, I mean, their second-round pick from 2023 is going to Baylor, he announced today. So, I mean, who knows what's happening?
Who's that? Well, who's that?
I forget his name. You'll have to go see it. It's a big story. But the Pistons drafted him in 23 at 31st overall, then traded him to Charlotte. Charlotte traded him to the Knicks. He went to George – or maybe he went from Baylor. Now he's going to George Mason. I don't know. It's a big – kerfuffle of the NCAA and NBA.
Oh, Lord.
He was a European player, so.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
He was still eligible to go to college. This was even before all the players are doing the courts and all that stuff.
Yeah, look, getting back to Big Beef Stew, well, you'll miss him, what he meant to that team.
The personality.
The personality. People really liked him. I understand that, but I think everybody kind of realized that they were going to not have him, especially if Durden's coming back, which as of now, it seems that he will. And people love their B-ball Paul, so we'll find out. So you probably couldn't have all three of them again. So you get the two, you get the picks back, and you trade him for trade the picks for Isaiah Joe,
which is yet again fine enough. The kid shoots the three really, really well.
Right. I mean, look, last season, what, he averaged 11, almost 12 points a game, shot 42% from the three, but he only played 21 minutes a game, so people should not expect, oh, now he's playing for the Pistons, he's going to be a starter and he's going to light it up. No. His playoff performance, obviously not as good, only 4.8 points per game, 35% from three, and where in the NBA, in the regular season, he averaged 21 minutes, and the playoffs, he only averaged 11 minutes.
Yeah, and we were going, before we started this, I was reading it off the Spurs series. Mm-hmm. There was a DNP. There was a game where he played 1 minute. There was multiple games where he didn't score. And what we're getting to is he's a defensive liability.
Right.
What Duncan Robinson was for the Pistons.
Yes.
And it makes you wonder, when it comes in crunch time, can he play? And I don't know. But what they needed was shooting.
Yes.
And they got that. So
I have no problem with it.
No, the main question is going to come down to one person only, and that's number two.
Yeah.
How much better does he make everybody around him?
Correct. Yes. And, you know, look, and I don't anticipate, maybe I'm wrong, of Isaiah Joe probably being the starter.
I think it's still going to be Duncan Robinson if he's on this team.
I think he's going to come off the bench, and they needed that. And by the way, I'm so glad. I feel bad for the guy, kind of, but we don't have to answer the Malik Beasley stupid-ass questions anymore. No, well, they're not bringing him back.
People even asking about it was crazy.
I know.
There was a reason not a single team signed him.
Correct.
Not even talked to him.
Right.
There was a reason for that.
I know.
And people still thought that people were just dragging their feet and didn't want 14 points a night, and with the guy that could shoot a three, thank you.
All right, and so far the Pistons also have agreed to free agent terms with John Collins, last played for the Clippers, also, of course, played for Utah, and I think where Atlanta started off.
Yes, and 5 years ago, I would have been over the moon with this signing.
Right. He just turned 29, actually today, the day we're speaking.
So I don't.
Happy birthday, John Collins.
I think yesterday was Isaiah Joe's birthday. He turned 27.
Okay. John Collins, look, the past season, 13.6 a game, 40% from three. Doesn't shoot a lot of threes, though, you know, so don't just look at the percentage. He shoots about three a game.
And for his career, Stoney, his career, every single season, go look at the stats, he has averaged, made three a game. One.
Yeah. So this is not an outside shooting. He can shoot it.
But that's what Isaiah Stewart would do.
Right, right. That's not his game.
No. His game is a pick and roll.
Yes.
And where he excelled the most was with Trae Young in Atlanta.
Correct.
But, so.
He can, look, Durant is a big pick and roll guy too. But obviously John Collins can shoot.
He can shoot.
Yes.
I'm not going to say he cannot shoot the basketball because he is a threat. But let's not make it out that he's making three or four threes a game or shooting eight or nine of them.
No.
He's not doing that. He's shooting three a game, like you said, and he's making one.
He's a good player. Is he better than Tobias Harris, who signed for
2 years, $31 million.
Yes, with San Antonio.
My question that I have, Stoney, and I'm probably never going to get this answer, is are the Pistons not even confident in John Collins? And I say that because they only guaranteed his first year.
Correct.
And as a player that's 29, probably going to get one or two more contracts, you wonder, did he not have other options other than a one-year deal out there? And to me, I'm like, that doesn't read right to me. Now, I do understand in the longevity, you want to have that flexibility with your cap and getting rid of players.
Well, what's good about it is if he does
great for the Pistons.
Play well, yes. If he plays well, all right, we'll bring you back.
100% for $17 million in an NBA.
If not,
team.
As you always say, see ya.
Yeah, see ya. Exactly. Yeah. And so that's the only reason why I pause. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been as productive as he was. He averages four boards a game last year. And it was arguably his worst season in the NBA was last season.
Right.
And so I'm hesitant there. I understand on paper it looks like a very, very good pickup. But
is he better than Tobias? Because that's...
I don't know. Because Tobias could create his own shot. And that's something John Collins doesn't necessarily do the best.
But let's be honest. Let's be fair that if they brought Tobias back, most of us wouldn't have been happy.
No, not at all. But my question with that is, if your plan wasn't to bring him back, obviously.
Right.
Then why the F didn't you move him at the deadline for something that could have helped you with what you needed?
Maybe they tried and couldn't get anything.
And maybe
who knows? That's the whole thing. We never know. And look, so that takes us into what the Pistons have coming in right now, Isaiah Joe and John Collins.
And Kevin Herter for three years, $27 million.
It's not a lot of money.
No, but why not go get Luke Kennard, who signed for like just more than that?
Tell me about it. I mean, I wanted him at the deadline.
I know you did. And I just...
Because he played... Here's the reason why, I think. Because Luke Kennard is basically a one-trick pony.
Okay, so, well, what is Isaiah Joe?
I know. So you don't need...
multiple one-trick ponies.
Right. And if you'd rather have Kennard or Herter, Herter actually... He wasn't hurt. Shows some basketball acumen. He can pass. He can defend a little bit, a lot better than Kennard. He can pass the ball. He's a better all around player than Kennard. Kennard's obviously a better shooter.
Understood. But you've already committed to taking a step back on defense by getting rid of Isaiah Stewart.
Correct.
I don't know. I'm very, very confused, but yet still optimistic.
Yes.
But I don't think that they got better in the East with what the East has done.
Okay. Let's talk about that. The guy I wanted the Pistons to go after is now in Toronto again.
Kawhi. But it sounds like Kawhi was not going to play in Detroit.
Correct. So while that's, I want people to understand, because a lot of people were taking shots at Trajan. In some aspects, I understand it and agree. Others, I don't. You know, it was he went after what, Austin Reeves, allegedly.
Allegedly, there was interest.
Right.
But did they ever really get a chance to talk to him?
No,
probably
because
not.
The Lakers got scared and they did what they did.
But they also needed to.
Yes, absolutely, because they knew they decided they weren't going to bring LeBron
and also,
back.
Austin Reeves was famously like, do not draft me to Detroit.
Correct.
I do not want to play there. So who knows if he would even chose here.
So Kawhi probably wouldn't accept the trade here, obviously. Which I can't, I mean, look, I know he's probably comfortable in Toronto. He's been
And that's fine, right? But Kawhi was still one hell of a player last year.
Yeah, that's,
and anybody
what,
that
that's why
say,
I wanted him.
Oh, he's injury prone. He's played more games over the last 4 years than our own Cade Cunningham.
Yes. The big thing in the East was obviously yesterday.
Well, there's two more.
There's one before that, and that's Giannis going to Miami.
We weren't getting him.
No.
He wasn't coming here.
No, he's either going to be Miami or Boston.
Or maybe even New York, if they would have had the ammo, which they didn't.
Right.
And Miami got better. I don't think that they got great.
No.
But they're definitely going to compete.
Right. And then they get rid of Hero, they get rid of Ware, they get rid of Jaquez, but they get Giannis.
They add Giannis to pair with Bam and also Andrew Wiggins. Andrew
Correct.
Wiggins can still score in this league.
Yes. So... Speaking of Miami, I mean, this obviously now the Pistons still have any interest in Norman Powell?
Norman Powell signed with the Bulls yesterday, 2-year deal.
Oh, I did not see
that. Yeah, I think it was close to 25 a year.
Okay.
So, no, they do not have any shot at Norman Powell anymore.
Yeah,
unless it's a side and trade. I think Miami got better. And then the big deal that happened on Wednesday evening, I'm sure you didn't see it coming.
Nobody saw it coming. Look, people saw that he was going to get traded.
Yeah, they were going to get rid of Jaylen Brown in Boston no matter what.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
Right, especially since it's Brad Stevens. It shows you, don't believe whatever these guys say sometimes.
Never believe what a GM is saying to you, unless it's Trajan Langdon, because he's telling us the truth.
The draft press conference, he said, Jaylen Brown's a big part of our future and all that stuff.
Well, you can't go and dump on him and then try to get something back in return.
I know.
And what they got back in return, I'm like...
Paul George, what do you want him for?
A better hairline? And maybe that's it, but they got the pick. So the question is,
yes.
Are they going to try to take those picks, Stoney, and then the trade target every Piston fan wanted in Trey Murphy? Because now they have the ammo to go get him.
Correct. That's my question.
And, I mean, they'll have more ammo than the Pistons, flat out, because you can only, the NBA is weird. You can't trade consecutive picks.
But right.
If you own other teams' picks, you can do that. And so now they have that ammo that they can give consecutive picks.
Right.
And what New Orleans, I never believed New Orleans was going to deal with Detroit. I believe that Joe Dumars is ultra petty and will not help the Pistons in any way, even if team.
Or Troy Weaver.
Exactly. But I think Philly got 1,000 times better on paper.
Oh, yeah, on paper, absolutely.
It just all matters, can they stay healthy?
Although the last time they got somebody from the Celtics was Al Horford. That didn't work out very well.
Sure.
But, I know.
Al Horford
is. I know.
35
yes.
Compared to Jaylen Brown and
I know.
Arguably the prime of his career still.
Yeah.
I mean, what he did with the Celtics this year and led them to, what, the 2 seed?
Yes.
Without Tatum? Dude, he's one hell of a player.
And there's also obviously some shit going on between Tatum and Brown.
Absolutely. But the question is, could the Pistons have made a better offer?
Well, it all, you know what it means? It means that even if they would have, well, maybe with their Trey Murphy deal thing going on, that even if the Pistons gave them 28 and 30 number ones, let's say, they probably didn't want to do that. And they had to be a player to match some money in there. So a sign and trade.
It would have been Durant.
It would have to be Durant. And maybe Jalen Durant's finding out that he isn't as coveted as he thought.
Well,
maybe. So maybe.
I'm under a firm belief that you let him walk. You hope that he signs a one-year qualifying offer, bets on himself again, and hits unrestricted free agency. In my perfect world, that is what should happen. It's not going to happen. I think the Pistons are going to sign him for 4 years, $170 million, whatever.
If he wants.
Yeah, whatever it might be, right? And I just don't think his skill set is worth it. My opinion is you can find another seven-footer that can get you 10 and 10. Right. And you could use that money to recoup the other, what did he average, 20 a game this year?
Yeah.
The other 10 points plus some?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the world we're living in. We're living in a world where I think the Pistons value Jalen Duren, which is fine. I understand it. But I look at him as DeAndre Ayton, and I look at the Suns, how much they regretted that deal. DeAndre Ayton just signed for a one-year $8 million deal.
Yeah.
This is a guy that was Jalen Duren, a pick-and-roll threat.
And what's interesting, look how much money they spent for their new center, the Lakers.
Walker Kessler, $140 million and traded. And but I think Walker Kessler is a better player than Jalen Duren.
Definitely a better defender.
Yeah, and I think his offensive skill set is better. I just have a big problem in the NBA, and I'm a believer that in professional basketball, you either have a skill set or you don't, and it doesn't develop. He's been in the NBA now for 4 seasons. Do you think that this young man hasn't been out there trying to get a better jump shot, trying to get better post moves?
Of course he has.
I just think he is a guy whose talent is based upon his size. And the NBA is full of those guys. But they're not full of guys. But he's a pick and roll guy, Stoney.
I understand. I think he's a good. It's a good player.
He doesn't even have a drop step, man.
Look. I'm all for a sign and trade. Get a rig, and then if they can get somebody.
You're right. Nobody has.
But nobody. I mean, we thought maybe Sacramento.
And I think Sabonis would be the perfect fit.
Right.
Here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I understand that he was hurt last year. The 3 years before that, you know what he did? He led the NBA in rebounding. Led it.
Yeah, the guy they can do a Sacramento would do a sign and trade for is somebody the Pistons really don't need. DeMar DeRozan wants out of there, he said today.
Yeah, it's like $74 million over 3 years.
Yeah,
But having said that, he can score.
Yes, he can.
He can be your second option that you can't lay off of Cade Cunningham. You know what I mean?
You know Maybe we got some there.
People aren't going to love him, but he is an NBA champion.
Right. He doesn't shoot threes.
But
I know.
Let's not say that. I mean, Cage shoots threes, but he's not like an excellent three-point shooter.
No, he's better at him.
Very streaky three-point shooter.
Right. But DeMar DeRozan is like probably the best mid-range shooter since Rip.
And we loved Tobias, and that's all his game was.
Right.
So I don't know what the plan is. Yeah. And at right now, I don't think they got any better.
No, they didn't. Right now, on paper, they did not get any better.
And that's all we can look at right now. But I imagine them being a 4 seed, a 5 seed next year with this roster.
Well, let's.
Orlando's going to be better, flat out, right?
Yeah. Okay. So you have the Knicks.
Yep.
Boston, right?
Boston. Okay. Philly.
Miami. You would think Indiana.
Yep, with Halliburton coming back.
You would think Toronto. They made the playoffs.
Kawhi, absolutely.
Orlando.
Yep. And
Charlotte.
So
Atlanta.
Atlanta's interesting. They're very interesting.
Atlanta, I don't know. Charlotte, I don't know. You know, they lose Melo. We didn't talk about that.
And that's the question. So he went to Minnesota.
Right.
But Gobert goes to where? Or Gobert,
no, Naz Reid,
okay. Who
goes to the
and
Hornets.
Miles Bridges is off of Charlotte as well. Yeah. He went to his guy with Ishbia in Phoenix.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's a fanboy that owns a basketball team, right? I compare it to Tony Khan, who's the son of Amir Khan, the owner of the Jaguars. That bought a wrestling company. He's just a rich dude that used his hobby to buy a company, and that's what I see it as. The East got a lot tougher, and I don't think the Pistons increased it. They lost toughness on the inside. They lost toughness as a team. And maybe as we're doing this, they made a big move. Who knows? I doubt it. We got to wait for the Jalen Duren shoe to drop, and I think that's what's holding up the Pistons making any other moves.
Yes. Maybe there's something – I don't know. The other name who's out there – actually, I'm going to give you an underrated name. You tell me if he's any good. Who's a free agent, I believe. Kuminga.
He is. They let him go. I like him. Golden State didn't like him.
Right.
He played well in Atlanta when he got traded there. He scored 20 a game, I believe. He's super young, which you like. Maybe if you can get him at the right deal. I think his option was like $28 million or something. They're like, we're not picking that
right
up.
And the opposite of a very young player is LeBron. Where do you think he's going to end up? I mean, the fact that he's even talking to other team, whether it's just
I'll
for show or not.
Him credit and Rich Paul credit, the fact that they said, we're open for business and we will talk to everybody. That's not something I expected.
No.
I also didn't expect
Do you think Trajan Langdon picked up the phone?
I would hope so.
Right.
Because I told you on this podcast last year, if they went to the title, I was ready to anoint him as the greatest ever because of what he did with that Laker team without Luka at the end of the year. Now, he is long in the tooth. This is probably going to be his final season. You know my feelings on him.
By the way.
And I would go buy a LeBron James jersey if he was a Detroit Piston.
By the way.
And I think he would put this team over the top.
We listed 9 teams, and we forgot to listen. We didn't even
list Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Who James Harden opted out in order to try to sign LeBron. That's why he opted out.
Yes.
He's going to re-sign with them. It's the same with Draymond and Golden State. All these teams are positioning to sign LeBron.
Correct.
But if he will take the mid-level exception, every team's available.
Yeah.
I think he ultimately is going to go to Cleveland, Miami, or Golden State, and I think it's going to be Cleveland.
Probably.
Because everybody, he wants his happiness, and there's rumors he just belonged to Firestone down there.
Oh, because now he's in the golf.
Now, listen, the guy has more money than God, so he could have a membership at every course in America, probably. So I don't put too much stock in that. He is a kid from Akron, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's Cleveland, ultimately, go home, ride the wave, go try to win another championship at the team that you really – I think he does have a soft spot in his heart for Cleveland and Ohio.
Yeah.
So, but it's intriguing, dude. That news is going to blow up. And it seemed – and also, did you know every time he's been a free agent, it's been a World Cup year?
No, I
didn't. Like 10, 14, 18, and now.
Wow.
Now.
Interesting.
It's crazy how that works, but yes. He always signs those 4-year contracts. I guess you do it once, it's going to happen every year.
Yeah. So right now, we're not enthused about the Pistons. We're not going crazy.
Not saying that they're going to be out of the playoffs and not competing because...
Well, the East is going to be a lot tougher. I mean, even teams who stunk last year. Washington is going to be a lot better.
I think so. It depends.
Are they going to keep Anthony Davis?
It sounds like they are.
Yeah.
And what is Trae Young?
Right.
And that's the question. Trae Young is one of the more dynamic players in the league when he's healthy and his mind is in it.
By the way,
he's also the reason John Collins is the player that he is.
Why aren't the Brooklyn Nets trading Michael Porter Jr.?
I don't know. Maybe because they think they can compete. And boy, do they have the most hateable lineup ever for me now that they signed Mo Wagner, him and Danny Wolf on the same team.
Well, okay, Yaxel could be worse for you.
Oh, dude, him and Draymond are going to fight.
Oh, I know.
What is he doing? Shut your mouth, kid.
I've been there for 1 year.
You haven't even been there for 5 minutes,
right.
And you're already talking crap to a dude that's been on the team since you've been in high school.
Right.
Because we have to remember, he's like the third oldest player ever drafted in the first round.
Yeah, I know.
Which is insane to think about.
And by the way, one thing that has happened since we last spoke, Dusty May, what did you take of that?
I loved it.
Oh, I know you did.
I saw it and I giggled. I think it's a brilliant move for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Michigan fan can be upset all you want and get mad that Ward lost him and Jim Harbaugh, and I'm not a Ward manual defender.
But there's a reason he didn't.
There's nothing that you could do to keep a dude from leaving to go coach in the pros. Okay, this guy now has a chance to go coach Cooper frickin' Flagg in the NBA.
Right.
Compared to I don't buy his excuses that NIL got, dude, you thrived in the NIL era,
right?
Don't give me that crap.
But I've been told that they really,
and because you missed out on a recruit, boo hoo, it's college basketball.
They didn't make it as appealing for him to stay as they should have, Michigan.
It may be, but I'm sorry, yeah. Cooper Flagg is more
whether
appealing.
He was going to leave this year or next year.
He's more appealing than Trey McKinney. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I mean, at the end of the day, McKinney's a very nice player, and he's going to play in the league. But let's be honest. Would you rather go do 82 games and not have to worry about calling 17-year-old kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a slam dunk. I don't know. Does it translate to the NBA? Who knows? It's hard for a college coach to go to the NBA. We've seen it. I'm not going to do the, Izzo didn't go. Izzo probably should have gone.
Well, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Okay, first of all.
Go coach LeBron, dude.
Well, if LeBron would have stayed.
I think he would have gone.
He would have gone.
I think he would have.
There's no doubt in my mind.
None. It's been a fun offseason. And the thing is, we've just begun.
I
still think that we're going to see another blockbuster deal.
Yeah. Hopefully the Pistons are part of it, and hopefully it won't be. Because I'm not really pissed. I won't be pissed until Trey Murphy is traded somewhere else.
Sure.
Then I'll be pissed.
Absolutely. But the Pistons' biggest problem, biggest flaw was having a number two, and we still don't have it.
Correct.
They've taken a number two on a number two.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They've improved their outside shooting.
In theory, absolutely.
Yeah.
And one thing we have to remember is Cade Cunningham still has the potential to get a lot better.
Correct.
Which is crazy to think about.
But doesn't Duren?
No.
Okay.
I think he is what he is. I
agree with you pretty much.
I firmly do. I mean, think about it.
Does
Sar
have the ability to get better offensively?
If he can dribble a little bit better.
Right.
That's his key, is taking it to the rim. I don't think he's going to develop this great jump shot all of a sudden. But because people are saying, well, he's in the NBA, he's still young, he can shoot. Don't you think Orlando Magic fans were saying that about a young Shaquille O'Neal that couldn't shoot free throws? Guess what he couldn't do at the end of his career?
Shoot free throws.
It just doesn't happen for some people.
Right.
Ben Wallace, why can't he make free throws? In practice, my man was lights out.
Yes, he was.
The bright lights turn on, he couldn't do it.
No.
It just does not translate for some people, and I think he's one of those guys. I think he's a very nice player at $20 million a year. At 40, no thank you.
By the way, did you see the new rule that they're experimenting for Summer League that they're going to do this year?
Huh. Let me play?
No. I think they did it for some of the G League games. I don't know. If you get every foul shot, I forget if it's at the end of the game or whatever. But anyway, a foul shot, you only get one foul shot.
Yeah, they did it in the G League last year.
Okay, so if you're shooting a three and you get fouled, you only get one shot. The shot's worth 3 points, though.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's less time at the foul line.
Exactly. I don't think the NBA will ever introduce that.
They'll see it at the Summer League. And by the way, I'm sure we'll talk before Summer League and definitely afterwards – word to the wise. When you watch your Detroit Pistons play in the Summer League, Summer League doesn't mean shit.
No, it doesn't, because Marcus Sasser scored 50 in a game, and he's now reportedly a Dallas Maverick in a three-team trade. So.
Yeah. And we're getting nothing out of that.
Who was the big white from that they drafted a few years ago? Under Van Gundy.
Henry Ellenson.
Yeah, he was a legend in the Summer League. Oh, my God. Do not put too much stock in it. Now, having said that, you can find nice players. I remember watching Lou Williams as a rookie out of high school, and I'm like, that kid can actually play, and he ended up being one hell of a player.
That's the first time I really saw Kelly Olynyk play. He was playing for Orlando. Orlando or Boston's summer league team. And he
saw him
really
at Gonzaga,
good.
But...
Yeah, but...
Exactly. So, Stoney, I think you can be pessimistic, but you can still be optimistic.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for listening. See ya.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.